Record.
Yeah, you're back on the record.
9:05.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. All right. Can you hear us well enough?
Excuse me?
Can you hear us well enough?
Yeah.
Okay, because we can hear you pretty good. So I think we're ready to go. All right?
Yeah.
Before we address this case, I'd like to take a moment to go back to the previous discussion, if I may.
Which one are you talking about? GD?
Yes.
I would rather deal with this, but since she's on the phone, it was the time, it was appointed to do this.
No problem.
Okay?
Can you put it back for later, just so I have something on the record, a statement on the record?
Okay. All right. So this is case number 18-22. Call to order. On the matter, this is being audio recorded, and we will start by introducing members of the board, and then we'll have you introduce yourself. Okay.
You introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mark Cornwell, professional member.
Jishka Remick, professional member.
Karen Bustillo, professional member.
Kelly King, professional member.
Joshua Greer, public member.
John Talier, legal advisor.
Karen Donahue, executive director.
Monica Crowley, licensing administrator.
Veronica Cardoza, administrative services officer.
Okay, and would you like to introduce yourself, please?
I'm Caroline Saran.
Okay, all right. this is an interview pursuant to ARS 32-2046. And I'm gonna read a statement about the hearing. The purpose of an informal hearing is to hear relevant facts by way of testimony and exhibits to determine if a violation of any of the board's statutes or rules has occurred. If the board finds a violation, it may take any or all of the following disciplinary action. 1. Issue a decree of censure. 2. Place restrictions upon a licensee's practice. 3. Issue a civil penalty of not more than $500 per violation. 4. Issue other disciplinary action. 5. Issue a non-disciplinary order requiring completion of continuing education as specified by the board. If the board finds the violation or possible violation of statute or rule is not sufficiently serious to warrant disciplinary action, the board may issue a non-disciplinary advisory letter. If the board finds that there is no violation of the board's statutes and rules, the board may dismiss the case. If the board finds that the violations warrant suspension or revocation of the license, the board shall vote the matter to a formal hearing. Do you have any, other than yourself, do you have any other individuals going to be witnesses?
No.
Okay, so I need to swear in everybody who's going to testify. So, if you can just raise your hand virtually there, okay? And do you swear to tell the truth and whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. all right. We're going to start with the board giving us a brief overview of the complaint.
So the complaint for Ms. Sarande centers around her failure to report her charges for DUI within the 10-day requirement.
Okay, Ms. Sarande, you may make a statement if you'd like.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so I did report within 10 days, and I did it with Monica. So I am not sure exactly what else I need to do.
Okay, so... Do we have any? Did you get anything in writing from us?
Yeah, I have literally emails. Yeah, I have emails.
So just for clarification,
sure.
Oh, sorry. So for clarification purposes, we were aware of the charges on her renewal, which was filed on 8/31/18. She indicated yes, and that's how we became aware of the complaint.
Okay. So did you notify the board before you renewed your license?
Yeah.
By what means?
Excuse me?
By what means? Did you email? Do you have anything in writing?
As far as which exactly are you talking about?
Well, we're trying to determine whether or not you did, in fact, notify the board within 10 days after your violation, your DUI.
The charge.
Yes.
And so
how did you do that?
I emailed you guys.
When?
Do you recall the date?
I can look for it.
Please do. It's incredibly important to us.
Yeah, I agree. So, what exactly what can I do to make everything okay in Arizona?
Well, at this point, what we need is, you said that you notified the board within 10 days, but we don't have any record of that. And that's what you need to clear up.
Okay, so do I just need to send the clarification of the email?
Well, let's start at the beginning. What happened on February 23rd? I've read your narrative report. I know you worked that day. I've also read statements where you said you weren't in control of the vehicle at the time. So I'm just trying to, one, figure out what happened. Can you tell me what happened that day?
Yeah, literally, I wasn't in control. Like, so as far as Arizona, literally, it was, not in control of a vehicle in any way.
Do you remember the day this happened?
No, not exactly.
Does it help you if I told you it was a Friday? Does that help you remember?
No.
Do you remember what you were doing when the police pulled over the vehicle?
Literally, the police didn't pull over the vehicle.
So what happened?
Because I was literally parked.
Okay. Were you in the driver's seat?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you said somewhere, did you not have your keys?
Yeah. No. The literally, I was at an Airbnb. So
you were at the Bear Airbnb in your car when the police approached you?
Yeah, like he literally pretty much said, well,
I didn't catch that last part.
What would you like to know?
Well, I want to know what happened on February 23rd, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yes. So I was at the Airbnb. You guys can literally just reach out to her, Jenny Biggles.
And then what happened?
Well, literally, it was... Okay, so I'm literally at the... Jenny is my Airbnb because I was working at a BBMC.
So were you on a, you were on a work assignment there? Is that your normal place of employment?
That in Arizona, yeah. That was my current place of employment.
Okay. All right. So you worked that day. What time did you get off?
Five-something?
5 o'clock?
I don't know.
Because I think the records show that you were approached by the police somewhere around 7 p.m., so about 2 hours after you got off work?
Sure.
Okay. So you got off work, and then what did you do? Did you drive directly to your Airbnb? Did you stop somewhere in between?
So as far as the Airbnb, I literally just tried to find a place. So that was the confusion.
So you didn't have the Airbnb lined up before you got off work?
No, I did.
You did. All right, so when you got off work,
yeah.
Did you go to the Airbnb directly or did you stop somewhere?
No, I literally went to the Airbnb
okay.
Trying to find it.
Okay. So how, can you guess how long it took you to get to your Airbnb?
I literally don't know.
Okay. All right.
If you think of Cottonwood, it's literally like you go down the road and that's how you go.
Yeah. So, help us a little bit more, trying to understand what happened from the time you got off work to the time that the police approached you. Did you go out? Did you have dinner?
No. Oh no, just. What exactly is your question?
My question, Ms. Ronde, is were you drinking before work?
No.
Were you drinking while at work?
No.
Were you intoxicated at any point during that day when you were with patients?
No.
So when did you start drinking?
After work.
So around 5:30, somewhere in there?
It would be... I'm trying to think. I'm trying to remember the... Oh, so there's a pizza place in Conwood. So I don't know that specific name.
So you went to a pizza place, and you started drinking at the pizza place?
Yeah, with coworkers.
Okay.
I can give you their name if you choose.
All right, and I'm assuming you drove from your Airbnb over to the pizza place. How many drinks did you have?
I literally didn't do anything.
You are you telling me that you did not drink?
Okay, I'm telling you that as far as everything, hello?
I'm still here.
We're waiting for you.
Oh, okay. What would you guys like to know?
I would like to know, when did you start drinking and how many drinks did you have? Between the time you got off work and the time that the police approached you.
Okay, fair enough. I literally had nothing to drink as far as work, and everything else. I mean, I'm in Maine right now, but I'm literally just...
Ms. Sarande, have you had anything to drink today?
No.
Have you had any substance today?
No.
Have you had any prescription medication today?
No.
Have you had food today? Was that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just a little concerned here because I'm not seeing what I would perceive to be a coherent discussion about what had happened on that day or even today. So, frankly, I'm a little worried for you.
Ms. Sarande, I noticed in your court records that you were ordered to attend DUI treatment by court mandate. Have you started that or completed the treatment?
Yeah.
Started or completed?
Okay, so I've done everything as far as I've completed my Well, I'm continuing to do my counseling services. So is that your question?
When did you start working with the counselor?
In January. I mean, I could give you all my information.
How frequently do you meet with a counselor?
Well, I'm gonna see her once I get back to Flagstaff. Next Friday.
Do you meet with her weekly, monthly?
I meet with her weekly. So it goes with so there's definitely, like, there's different groups. So, I mean, the groups go, how would you guys like me to do things?
Let me suggest something. Mr. President, I move that we continue this to next month and have Ms. Cerrone appear in person. I'm here to bring any email communications she has with the board that showed that she reported this within 10 days. And so we could have this discussion in person because this isn't effective.
I second.
Okay. I agree that it's not effective. I'm concerned about her personally, but I'm also concerned about the patients that she's going to be seeing. She's returning to Arizona at the end of the week.
Can they do a summary?
Maybe even
can they do a summary suspension?
Meet a suspension, move to a formal.
They can't do it.
I'd like to go.
In that case, I will withdraw my motion.
I'd like to go into executive.
Wait. Do you withdraw the second?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. We're ready. Sorry.
I'd like to go into executive session
for legal
advice.
Second.
Yes. We have to do roll call, right?
Yes. Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Do you think somebody...